Roe falls. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
It's a sad day for the country, in my view.
President Biden's reaction after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade, the 1973 decision that blocked states from banning abortion.
The Supreme Court overturned a precedent critics and some supporters, including the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had warned was long on shaky legal ground. Writing for the majority, Justice Alito called Roe's reasoning, quote, exceptionally weak. Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett joined him in ultimately holding, quote, the Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion.
Fox's Shannon Bream, the president called on Congress to pass a law to restore the provisions of Roe, House Speaker Pelosi vowing to do that.
We are not going to let this pass. A woman's right to choose, reproductive freedom, is on the ballot in November.
The decision does not ban abortion. It lets individual states decide what will or won't be legal in their states. There were protests Friday evening in several cities, including in Washington, but a night of rage threatened by an extremist group didn't materialize.
Local law enforcement, Capitol Hill police, even the local military was on alert throughout the day, waiting to see any violence that may break out in this few blocks in front of the Supreme Court. But everything we saw in the 13 hours of demonstrations was peaceful. There were shouting, there were signs, there were chanting. Sometimes the two sides got in a bit of a shouting match, but we saw absolutely no violence.
Fox's Caroline Shively. The House has joined the Senate in passing a gun control measure for the first time in 30 years.
The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act includes lengthier background checks for gun buyers under the age of 21 and adds measures to prevent convicted domestic abusers from purchasing a firearm for 5 years. It now goes to President Biden.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A popular electronic cigarette maker fighting back against the ban on its vaping devices.
Juul Labs is asking a federal appeals court to temporarily block the government order to pull its e-cigarettes off the U.S. market. Retailers were told to remove the devices from shelves. The FDA yesterday ordered the ban, saying the company hadn't submitted sufficient evidence the devices are safe. The FDA admitted it wasn't aware of a hazard associated with the Juul devices. Juul's attorneys call the order extraordinary and unlawful. Cigarette maker Altria paid $13 billion in 2018 for a one-third stake in Juul. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
There's now a second COVID vaccine option for kids ages 6 to 17 in the U.S., the CDC recommending Moderna shots as an option for school-age kids and teens. That group has been able to get shots made by Pfizer since last year. The Airline Pilots Association reporting a tentative agreement with United Airlines that would boost pilots' pay by more than 14%, give them more overtime pay, and a better retirement plan. Police in Oslo, Norway now say 21 people were shot outside a bar early Saturday. Two people killed, police calling it terrorism. They have a suspect in custody. A court ruling, a woman can sue Harvard University over their photos of her enslaved ancestors.
Tamara Lanier of Connecticut says she descended from the slaves portrayed in historical photos owned by Harvard University. The photos taken by a Harvard professor show two slaves on a South Carolina plantation who were forced to disrobe for a study. Massachusetts Supreme Court said the university failed to contact Lanier when it used one of those images for a book cover, even after she had told them of her ancestral ties. The court ruled she does have the grounds to sue for emotional distress, but no legal right to the photos themselves. Lanier's attorney called the ruling a historic win. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.